The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We do not have to turn God's garden over to the deceiver, the destroyer. We don't. We can actually, as the family of the ultimate, perfect, powerful, life-giving Father who fills us with love, we can accomplish His purpose right here.
James and Betty encourage us to pour out God's love unto the least of these. Next on Life Today.
You know, I'm really excited about what God's put on my heart to share with you today. Betty and I, you know, we just really think we are blessed to be able to talk to you. And as God led us years ago to literally call the family in the family room, so to speak, and help them get to know the Father, Betty, we've been really seeking to do that. And while we're seeking to help you get to know the Father better, we are continually learning so much about the Father from the Father. You know, you've watched me in my prayer time and meditation time telling you that I just feel like I'm sitting here with my Father and His Son, my Savior, and we're just having fellowship. And you know, many times I'll start talking about what I'm hearing, and would you agree it sounds like our Father?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, James, that's what makes it so sweet is, you know, we've been on a long journey. We're in our late 70s, and God's used us to minister for so many, many years. But I look back on our journey, and we've talked about that recently, just how sweeter each day gets as we keep learning. We don't quit learning. We don't keep growing. And that's what makes it so special. And I'm watching God use you as I really believe He grabbed hold of your heart, and He'll just speak His truth through you. And I know you want that because you love people. Mm-hmm. You love the people that God loves.
Well, the fact is that God loves people through me. I find myself just praying, God, I wish they knew how much You love them. Mm-hmm. You know, You gave Your Son, Your only Son, to die for all of their wrongs and their failures. All of us are failures. And You just love so deeply, and You love so perfectly. You know, one of the things that's been going on in my mind while I talk to God is that when I go to Him, I honestly say this. The moment I enter into His presence in prayer, I say, Father, I know You care what's on my heart. I know You care deeply. I want to know what's on Your heart. I know You care about my dreams, my desires, my struggles, my battles, and You've always welcomed me to come and share my heart and my concerns, my requests, and You always care. But I want You to know that I'm coming to You because I want to know what's on Your heart. I want to know what Your dreams are. You know, Betty, one of the things that every parent wants for their children, we want the best for them. And Betty, that's what God wants for all of His children. He wants that for all of us. What you need to understand is, though, He not only knows what's best and wants what's best, He knows how to deliver it. And if we delight in Him, He'll give us the desires of our heart. Because when we delight in Him, He will direct or redirect our desires, our dreams. Well, when I go to God now, I say, Lord, I know You care about our dreams, just like we care about our children's. But I want You to know, Father, I want to know what Your dreams are. I want to know what Your desires are. You say, James, what does He tell you? He said, I want my best for you and my best flowing through you. and my best that comes to you and flows through you, to share my best with others, my love. And that's what we're here for. He says that he will shape us into a channel of blessing, of a vessel of honor. Through that vessel, he flows his life and his love. And by the way, Betty, that's what the viewers of life today do. The viewers of life today may love Sheila and love Randy and love us and love our guests and appreciate the fact that we're trying to do the Father's will to bring the family together. Because one of the things the Father makes very clear to me is that one of his greatest desires is that we become a healthy family that looks like the Father. He wants us to come together in a supernatural connectedness and unity that makes us a healthy body that fulfills his will on earth. His will can be done on earth. The kingdom of heaven at hand is in us, and we can make a kingdom impact. And the way we really please God and fulfill God's will is we lose our life for his kingdom purpose. Not our kingdom, his kingdom purpose. And then it's fulfilled. You know, Betty, one of the most powerful passages in the scriptures right now to be really heavily considered is in Matthew, where you see many of the verses about the end times. And I've tried to make it very clear to all of you that there's no question biblically the Lord didn't leave us here to get us out of here. He left us here to make a kingdom impact on his planet, planet Earth, his garden. And we're to be overcomers. We don't have to let the enemy destroy the purpose of God and destroy the will of God in our lives or anybody else's lives or their families or their marriages or their future. We do not have to turn God's garden over to the deceiver, the destroyer. We don't. We can actually, as the family of the ultimate, perfect, powerful, life-giving Father who fills us with love, we can accomplish his purpose right here. If you want to know, let's say in the last days, which Paul was living in the last days, his last days for sure, the New Testament Christians were. And all the way from there till now, it's last days. Betty and I are in our late 70s. It's certainly reaching toward a time of our last days. But that doesn't mean that we just start thinking about, God, get us out of here. We live to see him here in manifest presence and power, transforming power. We can show the whole world what it's like to live in the shelter and the shadow of the Almighty, the ultimate Father, the perfect Father, the one who provides and cares and directs and corrects. Betty, our viewers have discovered something so important to God. But it's in these references where Matthew is talking about the last days, where he talks about what is going to happen at the judgment of the nations. And somehow our viewers have got this. I believe it got you. I want to go over it. I want you to look at this. I really wish if you could run, get a Bible and open it up real quick to Matthew 25. And I want us to start at verse 31. And I really want you to see how huge, how real this has become to many of the people who watch Life Today and who understand that Life Today is not just a program. It's an emphasis on life today, his life today, every day, forever, his kingdom, his will being done on his earth through his people, his family, committed to his kingdom purpose. If you understand what Jesus said, if you want to find your life and you try to keep it, you're going to lose it. But if you lose it for my sake, you're going to find it. We need to understand very clearly that that means lose our life in God's kingdom purpose, not our personal kingdom building. It doesn't mean, Betty, that we don't have dreams and visions and desires that the Father cares very much about.
That's right.
And if we delight in Him, He'll even deliver those beautiful things supernaturally, miraculously, amazingly. But whatever we receive, whatever we do in the area of success, whatever we achieve or gain or purchase or own, if we let that begin to possess us, if our possessions possess us, rather than us possessing them under the watch care of God our Father, we'll be defeated when that happens. But if we're totally committed to kingdom purpose, that's what we want with all our heart, when we lose our life in His kingdom purpose, believe me, that's when you find it in all of its fullness, in all of its fruitfulness. Now, let's look at this incredible judgment. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before Him. And He will separate them from one another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Now, at the judgment of the nations, the Lord's going to separate the sheep. That's the flock of the shepherd. Here He's talking about people who know Him. He's talking about the goats, not that goats are bad, but He's using the reference here. The goats are, they're not the sheep. The King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now He's talking about the kingdom to come, not the kingdom that has come, that's in us, not of this world, but of the Father, and the family lives with kingdom purpose and kingdom impact on this earth. We're not trying to get out of here. We want to bring Him in here in the fullness of His power and glory. That's why He left us here. He can get us out of here anytime. If all He wanted was to throw the enemy in hell and his demons and give us this glorious, no battle, no fight, no resistance, no challenges, nothing. No, He had a dream. He had a vision of a family that would be overseers of His garden, planet Earth, as overcomers, not just overseers, overcomers, that they would love one another. They would open the eyes of the blind. They would literally be kingdom builders, building that kingdom, His kingdom here, not the one to come. That's already done. It's done. He established it. It's there. We're going to be there forever. No battle, no enemy, no armor to suit up in, no sickness, no death, no tears. But He wants us to live here as overcomers. Now, how do we know who the people are that He's counting on to do it? Watch what He says about them. He says, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat." Jesus. "I was thirsty and you gave me drink, and I was a stranger and you invited me in. And I was naked and you clothed me, and I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." And the righteous answered, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you, or you were thirsty and we gave you to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the King will answer and say, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of these, the unnoticed, the overlooked, the least of these, the least likely, you did it to me." And He says to the others, "Depart from me, you accursed ones. You never noticed. You never made a kingdom impact. on my garden, my planet, for my glory. But when you did it to them, you did it to me. Betty, watching us right now, wherever you are, all over the world, are people who say, I saw that hungry child. I saw that mother holding a child. And somehow I knew she was praying, God, please help me be able to feed my baby. Please save my baby. And every one of you, do you realize that today there will be scores of people, sometimes a few hundred, will call to say, I want to feed the hungry. I want to give water to the thirsty. But while that's happening, there will be over 1,000 people calling, please pray with me. Please hold my broken heart. Please pray for my broken relationships. Please pray for my family. Please pray for my health. And we joyfully, compassionately pray with you. And we're able to do it because of people who watch and say, I want to make that possible. The same people who make that possible are the very ones who say, let's give water to the thirsty. Let's give food to the hungry. Aren't those the most amazing people you've ever seen?
They really are. And we have so many that call in saying, I need prayer for something special in their life, something that's going on, for a deep hurt, for a loss, for help in some kind, some way. At the same time, others will call and say, let us help someone else. Let us be a blessing to those that are in need. And you've been so faithful to do that, and we thank you so much.
You are amazing people. To these people who don't overlook the unnoticed and the least of these, I give them eternal life. They will enter into my kingdom that's forever and ever and ever. No more enemy, no more death, no more disease. Because you are making a kingdom impact right now. You know, I want to ask you if you will right now to just commit your life to the Lord and say, God, I want to lose my life to find it in your kingdom purpose. King of kings, Lord of lords, I yield myself to you. Would you just give him your vessel, your life, and just yield yourself to him? And say, I live for kingdom purpose. I believe you will. I'm going to show you something right now that I remember the first time I saw what you're about to see. I could hardly stand up. And when we saw the need to rescue the perishing and care for the dying, to feed the precious little ones, to see mothers receive a miracle, an answer to prayer, to save lives, stop the death process. You decided, yes, we will. We will give food to the hungry. We will touch Jesus, give him food by feeding the least of these. Listen to Sheila. Listen to God through Sheila as she shares the heart cry of so many mothers. And we are indeed the answer to that heart cry.
I'm here and just what is a small part of a massive graveyard. I've never seen anything like this in my life. But this part that I'm standing in, these are all children. And the thing that has touched us as a team so deeply is the way that the parents have tried to honor their children in some way by leaving something on the grave, whether it's just, you know, little booties, a little toy that meant something to the child. Some parents have literally all they had was like an empty water bottle, but they just wanted to leave something to say, this is my child, and they were loved. And James, you'll remember being here. I mean, you were here, and you'll remember the impact this place had on you. What would horrify you is how it's grown.
Dear God, I'm in the midst of 1,000 children's graves. Most of them didn't have to die. They died like this little kid here that didn't have the nutrition. We're told that millions face death right now in Southern Africa, where I'm kneeling in the midst of children's graves.
We're on the edge of such an epidemic again. In fact, just behind me, they've dug 4 little fresh graves, and there's no children in them yet, but they're getting ready because they know they're coming. And that's why we're here, and that's why we need to do something now. We need to be able to go into these villages and feed these children and bring hope to these parents so that these 4 little holes back here stay empty. We need your help, and we need it now.
When I stood there nearly 30 years ago, all the graves were little children's. And I could remember kneeling, and there was like a little jar and a little picture. Picture of a little baby in that grave. That was the only marker. And Betty, I know that I said, we're going to stop this. And I ask our viewers if they would stop it. And think about what I'm saying. We're being told by the people who keep the records in all these different African nations that we've saved 17 million little children's lives. And when I say we, boy, that's all of us. That's you. It's a miracle.
It truly is, you know. You never, even so, that's been a long time ago since, James, you were there on that site, but you never get over the heartache that you feel, the hurt you feel for the mother, the dad that's lost their little one that shouldn't have lost them only because they didn't have anything to feed, to give them for nourishment. You've been so faithful to help us through all these years, and you continue to. Let's do it again and again, as much as needed, for those little ones that need a chance in life, for those parents that love their children so much. Let's offer that hope to them. Let's offer the nourishment to these precious children. Join us again, won't you?
You weren't with me that first time I saw that graveyard because it was so dangerous to take you. We had to descend to land in Luanda in a spiral like this to keep Stinger missiles from hitting the aircraft. That was commercial aircraft coming down, and that's where we were. It was so dangerous. But those little lives, they were just being taken. I said, God, please. You became the answer to that heart cry. It wasn't just the heart cry of James and Betty and the missionaries. It was the heart cry of mothers. Would you right now go and get your bank card or write a check and make it to Life? Would you help us save those precious children right now? We're feeding 350,000 a day. We can only do it with your help. $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. Please help us feed at least 10. If you could give $1,000 and help feed 100, would you please do it? God, touch their hearts. Would you do it? There's a level at which you can help. We have some beautiful gifts to send you to say thank you and to bless you and inspire you when you are really giving the greatest gift you're giving life. I pray every single one of you will get that bank card, dial that number, or go online. Make the gift God puts on your heart. You really are giving life.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. Also, please consider an extra gift to help immediately rebuild malnutrition clinics destroyed by record flooding in South Sudan. This urgent need is $392,000 above our normal feeding budget and is critical to help save the lives of those who are suffering most. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Christmas Grace. This eye-opening new 31-day devotional will give you a fresh perspective on the greatest gift ever given and the life-transforming hope found in Christ's birth. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Love and Thanks Tumblr set. With scriptures reminding us that God's love never fails and to always give thanks, these tumblers will keep drinks hot or cold wherever you go. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, you really are a miracle. You know, we do need to rebuild some of those malnutrition clinics. That's a $24,500 bill. And I'm amazed that we have people who watch us say, I can do it and I will do it. And I praise God I can do it. Thank you. If you can help, I know you will. But boy, I want to tell you something. $30, that's sure big to 3 kids and their moms. $50, $100. Wow, no gift is too small when you're given the greatest gift, life. Tell your friends to watch life today, and let's keep sharing it every day. God bless you.
There's no delight when you're trying to perform, when you're trying to earn somebody's favor.
Ruth Jo Simons digs into her childhood struggles with inadequacy and comparison. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.